Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Monday, November 6th. On Friday, a 41-year-old passenger was reported overboard from the cruise ship Norwegian Pearl as it was en route from the Bahamas back to Port Miami. In a statement, NCL said, on the early morning of Friday, November 3rd, 2023, Norwegian Pearl was notified that a 41-year-old male guest went overboard while the ship was sailing near the Bahamas on its way to Miami. Now, despite immediate search and rescue efforts by the ship and the U.S. Coast Guard, the man was not located, and after several hours, the search was suspended. This is the 12th man overboard in 2023. Last Sunday evening, a passenger on Symphony of the Seas went overboard in the Mediterranean and was recovered shortly after going over. And a runaway barge in Seattle. Yeah, on Thursday afternoon, a barge broke away from its moorings due to high winds and drifted towards Seattle's central waterfront, causing a temporary evacuation of nearby landmarks. Now, the crew of the King County Water Taxi, led by Captain Dan, acted quickly to redirect the barge, averting a major collision with the Seattle Aquarium. The barge did make contact to Pier 66, which is the Bell Street Cruise Terminal where Norwegian Cruise Line docks. It was, though, however, quickly secured and, with the help of three tugs, was towed back to its original dock. Cruise ships utilized that pier from April to September for the Alaska cruise season. The incident is being investigated by the U.S. Coast Guard and the Port of Seattle. And to commemorate Veterans Day this upcoming weekend, Carnival Cruise Line hosted 200 Miami-Dade veterans for a tribute and luncheon on board Carnival Horizon in Port Miami. Carnival's president, Christine Duffy, spoke at the event.
We could not think of a better way to launch these hometown hero salutes than to do so here in Miami-Dade County.
Carnival also honored the veterans by donating a 15-passenger van to the Miami Veterans Affairs Healthcare System, enhancing transportation for veterans in the area. This event was part of a week-long series of tributes across six U.S. home ports in collaboration with the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. And cruise line stocks were up on Friday. Carnival Corporation up 5.5%, 12.55. Royal Caribbean up 4.5%, 92.36. And Norwegian up 5.6%, 13.81. If you have a lead on a story, you can send it my way, tips@cruiseradio.net. Oh, and the other day, I forgot who got it right, but someone did. Yes, I was in Vegas, the MGM Grand Hotel, for a couple of comedy shows and fun out in Sin City. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Monday.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.